I want to spotlight the moves we're seeing play out in crypto as Bitcoin spikes above the $55,000 level. After we heard from SEC Chair Gary Gensler in House testimony yesterday, walking through a lot of different topics, particularly when it comes to regulation and protecting investors in crypto. And for more on all of what we heard, happy to welcome into the show. Kick us off, Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schonberger breaks down all that. Jen?
Good afternoon, Zach. That's right. SEC Chair Gensler told the House Tuesday that crypto must be regulated to protect investors. Gensler doubling down on his tough approach.
I think that the challenge for the American public is that if we don't oversee this and bring it in investor protection, people are going to get hurt.
Gensler did not back down on his view that many tokens are securities. He says the SEC has clear jurisdiction over crypto to classify many of these tokens as securities, as Congress has defined what constitutes a security. He says the law deems anything a security if its value is dependent upon the work of others.
I think that many of these tokens and it's based on the facts and circumstances, but many of these tokens do meet the tests of being an investment contract or a note or some other form of security, that we bring them within the investor protection remit of the SEC.
On stable coins, Gensler again compared stable coins to poker chips in casinos, saying states have long regulated how casino chips are backed, and that it makes sense to regulate stable coins. He says there could be different types of stable coins, some that could be backed by deposits at banks, while others could be more like money market mutual funds with short-term paper. Now, the Treasury is coming out with new rules on how to regulate stable coins later this month. Both money market funds and traditional bank regulation is on the table. Now, separately, when asked whether the U.S. is looking to ban crypto as China has done, Gensler said the U.S. approach is, quote, quite different. When further pressed by a congressman on whether the U.S. could ban crypto as a way of pushing a central bank digital currency in the way that China has done, well, Gensler said that's up to Congress. Zach?
Yeah, and the buck does not just stop there with the SEC. As we've seen, there is a lot of people taking a closer look at crypto and how it should be regulated. Jennifer Schonberger kicking us off there with that recap. Thanks again for that.